Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. And we're going to begin today teaching you on the subject of deliverance. Deliverance is casting out evil spirits. In Mark chapter 16, in verse 17, the Bible says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils." The word cast out is the Greek word ekbalo, which means to throw out. So we're going to throw out, cast out the devils, which are the evil spirits, out of us. In Luke chapter 4, in verse 18, the Bible says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." The Bible says to preach deliverance to the captives. We need deliverance to come out of captivity to the enemy in areas of our life. The word "set at liberty" is the same Greek word as translated deliverance, showing the fact that deliverance is going to bring you out of captivity, and it's also going to bring forth freedom from the bruises, from the damage that the enemy has brought forth in one's life. In 1 John 3:8, the Bible says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus came and destroyed the works of the devil by casting out the evil spirits every place He went. In Mark chapter 1 and verse 39, the Bible says, "He preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils." The synagogues were the places where the covenant people would congregate together. And in each one of those synagogues, it says, "throughout all Galilee, He cast out devils." Well, the places where we congregate today are in our churches, our fellowship places of worship. If Jesus was here today in the flesh, He would come to preach in our churches and to cast out devils. That would be if people would let them in, because unfortunately, the doctrine of the devil has gone forth in some areas in the body of Christ, and the biggest doctrine of devils that has gone forth in the body of Christ is that Christians do not have evil spirits in them and do not need to cast evil spirits out of them. You're going to find out as I go through this message that that teaching is an absolute lie. It is the exact opposite. All of us are to cast out evil spirits out of ourselves. Remember Mark 16:17, "These signs follow them that believe." Are you a believer in Jesus Christ? This sign's to follow you. "In my name shall they cast out devils." God wants every single one of us to cast the evil spirits out of us. Now, who is our enemy? The Bible clearly identifies Satan as our enemy. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, it says this, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." So Satan's the adversary. He goes about as a roaring lion. He walks about, and he is seeking to devour us. What does he come to do in our life? To bring destruction of some sort. In John 10:10, the Bible says this, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy." Jesus said, "I am come, that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." So the devil, he is responsible for the devouring, for the stealing, the killing, and destruction in your life. In fact, in Exodus 15:9, the Bible says the enemy said, "I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my lust shall be satisfied upon them, I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them." That's what the enemy wants to do. Well, we've got to realize what he's up to. In fact, 2 Corinthians 2:11 says that we cannot be ignorant of his devices. We cannot be ignorant of the devices of the devil. We've got to understand how he works and what we're to do so we can overcome him. Now, one thing we need to realize is Satan has a kingdom. It is a kingdom of darkness. Jesus acknowledged this in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 26, where he said, "If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand?" He has a kingdom. It's a kingdom of darkness that he rules and reigns over those who have not come to Jesus Christ, as well as those that have yielded unto him through areas of sin. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, The Bible refers to him as the God of this world. It says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of those that believe not. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, Satan is called the prince of the power of the air, that spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. In John 14, verse 30, it says, for the prince of this world cometh. That is referring to the devil. And in 1 John 5:18, the Bible says, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. That's because of Satan's kingdom of darkness. Now, Satan was formerly Lucifer, an archangel in heaven. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, the Bible says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Here it speaks of Lucifer, which means light bringer, and how he had fallen from heaven because of his sin, as he wanted to ascend into heaven and exalt his throne and be like the Most High. We see further about Satan in Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 2, where it says, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a god, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man, and not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. So here it's speaking of the prince of Tyrus, who happens to be a man who thinks he's God. Well, down in verse 12 of Ezekiel 28, it says this, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, sapphire, emerald, and carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. This is speaking of the devil. He was the one that was in Eden, the garden of God, and he is identified as the king of Tyrus, who was over the man, the prince of Tyrus. So Satan was ruling over this particular man, and it says he was formerly the anointed cherub that covered the throne. He was a high-ranking angel. He was perfect in his ways from the day he was created, but iniquity was found in him because he sinned. His heart was lifted up in pride, and he corrupted himself, and because of the defilement from the iniquity in him, then he was cast out of heaven, and his destination is destruction. So because of his rebellion, his name was changed from Lucifer to Satan, which means adversary. Now, how does Satan work as an adversary to devour, to steal, kill, destroy, since there's only one of him, and he's not omnipresent? He works through evil angels who fell with him at the time of his fall. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9, the Bible says this, And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. You know, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 4, it indicates that his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. That's referring to the angels that followed him and were cast out of heaven with him. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, the Bible says, If God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. You know, Matthew 25:41 indicates that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. And in Jude verse 6 it says, "The angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." Here we see these fallen angels are in everlasting chains under darkness, and they are Satan's angels under his control, under his command, and they go forth and carry out his destructive work. Now, how does Satan work through his evil angels? He works in two realms. He works in the heavenlies, and he also works in the earth. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, the Bible says this, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high or heavenly places." That shows that Satan is highly organized in the heavenlies. There is a network of evil spirits that are operating in the heavenlies. They're affecting cities, they're affecting nations, governments, they're affecting the entire world. In fact, we are to engage in spiritual warfare through intercession against these spirits in the heavenlies. We are to wrestle against them, and we are to bind and to loose, as the Bible indicates. Matthew 16:19 says, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Heaven is plural in the Greek, so it literally says, "I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of the heavens. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in the heavens," plural again, "and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens." You and I have authority from earth that we can bind to tie up and loose to untie the operation of these spirits in the heavens. In Jeremiah 1:10 it says, "See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, as well as to build and to plant." You and I have authority to root out, pull down, destroy, and throw down all of these spirits, the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. As we pray with our understanding and binding, loosing, and casting these spirits down, also we pray with our spirit through groaning and travailing in the spirit, through warfare, intercession, allowing the Holy Spirit to flow through us to do spiritual warfare against these spirits in the heavenlies. Now, the devil also works in the earth through fallen angels that are called evil spirits or devils or demons. They try to get into man to steal, kill, and destroy in some aspect in his life. Now, some have thought that devils are disembodied spirits from a civilization prior to the creation of Adam. Well, there's no scriptural proof of that whatsoever. The Word of God is the truth, it contains all the truth, and it says nothing about that. Since there's no proof of that in the Word of God, that teaching is error. If it were so, the disembodied spirits would not be in the class of angels as Satan is, and therefore they would not be under his authority. Remember, those under his authority are called his angels, and they're in the same class as he is, and thus fallen angels just like him. What are these evil spirits, devils or demons? They are the fallen angels that followed him who rebelled and left their estate in heaven. Well, we've introduced this subject today. We're going to continue on it in the next broadcast. As I close today, I want to make my book available to you on the subject of deliverance, a 312-page comprehensive book called Deliverance for All Christians, $10, postage paid. If you'd like to get it, please call 602-279-5212. Again, my book on deliverance called Deliverance for All Christians, $10, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.